Hello and welcome to Bishop Ato Dixon's podcast. Bishop Ato Dixon is a true son of Bishop Dagwood Mills and the convener of Jesus is the Rock Church, a denomination under the United Denominations originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. Listen and be blessed as he shares with you deep messages from the Word of God.
Father, this morning we come into your presence with thanksgiving in our hearts. We enter your courts with praise. We thank you that your mercy has kept us through and through the whole week. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you that, Lord, we don't even measure up to those, Lord, worthy to come before your presence. Because sometimes our thoughts are evil. Our deeds are evil. But yet we continue to thank you because of the finished work on the cross of Calvary. Thank you that, Lord, you purchased us with the blood. And those who are redeemed by the blood, Lord, stand this morning amongst the congregation to say thank you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. Father of God, when we consider our lives, we see that sometimes most of the time we spend more than what we earn. This is your provision. Thank you for the provision of life. And thank you for the provision of all things that pertains to life and godliness. This morning, Lord, we are excited to be in your presence. We love your house. We love your presence. We enjoy your presence. That is the place we want to be. Oh, we always want to feel the breath, oh, of you, oh God. We always love, oh God, to receive from you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, Lord, we ask that you open our eyes. Open our eyes. Give us revelation. Open the mind's eye and give us revelation to live with and live by. Father, we pray, oh God, that your word says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from your mouth. And so we pray that your word will fill us with satisfaction for our souls and for our spirits. Help us and teach us to number our days, that will apply our hearts to wisdom. This morning I pray, lifting somebody here who is in the valley of decision, I pray that, Lord, you will give that person a word, a prophetic word, that will conclude all the argument. Somebody here, Lord, is going through a trying time, health-wise. But I pray that, Father, as your word comes forth, you said you sent forth your word, and you healed them from all their diseases and cleansed them from all their destruction. I pray that may your word bring healing. Healing, oh God, to the body. Healing to the soul. Healing to our spirits. Have your way. Have your way. Let your will be done. In Jesus' mighty name. And all say amen. Hallelujah. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Wow. You are welcome to the house of God. And you are welcome to the presence of the Lord. There's no better place to be on a typical Sunday morning than to be in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, this morning I'm teaching and I continue to teach on if you love the Lord. If you love the Lord. Amen. Last week, I shared with us that if you love the Lord, there is something you will do. You will love the brethren. Is that not the case? All right. So this morning, I'm speaking on if you love the Lord, you will love his house. You will love his house. Turn to somebody and tell them, if you love the Lord, you will love his house. Amen. Psalm 26, verse 8. Psalm 26, verse 8. The Bible says, Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thy honor dwelleth. Amen. He said, Lord, I have loved the habitation of thine house and the place where thy honor dwelleth. Amen. The NIV version, can you put that up? New International Version. It says, I love the house where you live. Lord, O Lord, the place where your glory dwells. Amen. So God has a place. Amen. Yes, we always say God does not live in temples that are made with hands. True or not true? Beautiful. But I tell you that God has also chosen a place where he places his name there. A place where his honor is. A place where his glory is. And our great-great-great-grandfather is telling us that as for him, he loves the habitation of where God's house is. David is saying that he loves it. Amen. Let us look at the Message version of that scripture. The Message version says, God, I love living with you. Your house glows with your glory. Amen. Lord, I love living with you. How many love living with the Lord? Only 17 people love living with the Lord. Amen. How many love living with the Lord? I love living with the Lord, and I believe you do also. Amen. And that's exactly what David is saying. That, Lord, I love living with you. Your house glows with your glory. Amen. That is why today we have all gathered together. Yes, the Lord lives in temples that are not made with hands. Yes. But when the people of God gather together, all right, where God really dwells, that is in the people, and we all gather together, it is like coals of fire put together. Hallelujah. And you begin to experience the beauty of the fire. You begin to experience the heat of the fire. You begin to experience the intensity of the fire, and henceforth, thereby see the power, the splendor, the glory, and the presence of the Most High God. Hallelujah. So as we've all gathered together over here, you know, we have gathered as individuals, but the Bible says where two, remember, he said where two or three are gathered. So there must be a gathering. Hallelujah. There must be a gathering. And where must we gather? We must gather where God has chosen to place his honor there. And so God has chosen to place his honor here. Amen. And as we are gathered here, the Lord is here. Now, David is saying that, Lord, you know what I love? I love to be in the habitation where your house is. Amen. You know, recently a gentleman was just telling me that somebody flew down, but before then, prior to that, he said that, please, when I come, I'm coming to live in your house, you know. And then he said, no problem, I'll pick you from the airport. When he picked this gentleman from the airport, took the gentleman to the house, I mean, he said, is that what you have done to this house? Then me, I would like to live here every time. Anytime I'm coming, this is where I would like to live. Hallelujah. So you can see that there is some beauty that the man beheld, the beauty that the person saw, that made the person want to be in that house all the time. Hallelujah. Now, when you come into the presence of the Lord, where the Lord has chosen to place his name there, there is a beauty. I said there is a beauty. God places his honor, his glory, and his beauty over there. And you must choose to love the place. Amen. You shouldn't love the place because of the air conditioner you're experiencing. You shouldn't love the place because of the carpet that you see. You shouldn't just love the place, but you should love the place because God is there. God is there. I mean, anytime you are coming into the presence of the Lord, your joy must be that I'm going to have an encounter with the Lord. And that should be what motivates you to desire to be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. So if you love the Lord, you will love his house. You will love his house. Amen. Those who love God loves his house. You can never say you love the Lord when your feet do not darken the corridors of his house. Whenever there is a gathering of the saints, whenever there is a gathering of the children of God, whenever there is a gathering of the sons of God, remember in Job chapter 1 verse 6, the Bible says that one day the sons of God gathered. They gathered, and Satan also tried to gather with them, because he once upon a time was a son. He was a creation of God. So when the sons gathered, he also felt, because he was presumptuous, that I am also a son. And he came around, but he came around with another spirit. I pray in the name of Jesus that when the sons of God gather around, may you gather with them with the spirit of love and with the spirit of peace. Amen. With some excitement and with joy in your heart. Hallelujah. So he was also around. Not once. In Job chapter 2 verse 1, the Bible says that they gathered again. Which means that he oftentimes try as much as possible to gather with the sons and the daughters of God. And I pray in the name of Jesus that he will not have any influence over your life. Because when you come to the house of God, you come to concentrate on him, to be blessed of him. Hallelujah. To be blessed of him. So the NIV says that even more clearly, Lord, I love the house where you live. I love the house where you live. Say after me, I love the house where you live. Do you love the house where God lives? Yeah, you must love the house where God lives. You must love where God's presence is. You must respect, you must revere, you must honor, you must know that you are in a solemn place, you must know that you are in a sacred place, you must know that you have come for a fellowship with the Master himself. Hallelujah. So if you love the Lord, you must love his house. You must love his house. David said that I will prefer to be a doorkeeper. You see the gentleman who is standing there? Aha, he's opening the door for somebody right now. That's it. David said, that is the work I want to do. That's the work I want to do. I prefer that I will do this work in the house of God than to be made a charman in a feast of evil men, than to be made a big man amongst evil people. Listen, going forward, if you really say you love the Lord, you must be very interested and you must love his house. You must love his house. You shouldn't come because there is a feeling that if I don't go to church, you see, it's like you are marking register. No, you need to move on from that point of just marking register. You need to move on from that point of I am coming, because if I don't come, nobody will be there to sing. Nobody will be there to usher. Nobody will be there. The dancing stars will be few to dance. But the essence for your coming must be that you love the house of the Lord. You love the house of the Lord, because you can get to a point where you become so familiar with the house of the Lord that you come just as a routine. But I pray in the name of Jesus that may your love be renewed day after day, week after week, month after month. Every day coming to the house of God must be a new experience for you. It must be a new experience. The old experience has passed, but the new experience you're going to have will be an encounter that will transform your life. Hallelujah. Can you imagine you are in love with somebody, you have married a person, you live with a person. After some time, you become familiar with the person. Everything you do with the person now becomes like a routine. Look, let me do my wifely duties. Let me do my husband duties. So then now it's become like a dutiful kind of relationship instead of a pleasurable kind of relationship. I pray in the name of Jesus that we will not backslide into just doing a duty, but we will ascend, we will progress into having pleasure with the Lord. Hallelujah. Every time you come into the presence of the Lord, you are going to experience an orgasm you have not experienced before. Orgasm is the height of excitement. And you must have excitement when you come into the... You see, some of you, when you hear sex, when you hear intercourse, you think it's sex. When you hear orgasm, you think it's sex. Orgasm is a word. You just look at it. It will be described that especially in the area of sex. It means that there are other areas. When you hear the word virgin, you think it has something to do with an organ. But a virgin land is a land that has not been touched. And even we have an airline called Virgin Atlantic. Hallelujah. May God help you to love his house. I say, may the Lord help you to love his house. Somebody is going to renew his love for the house of God. You will always be excited whenever the doors of the house is opened. You will say that, oh, our feet shall stand. Oh, Jerusalem, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. So if you love the Lord, you will love his house. The second thing I want you to understand is that if you love the Lord, you will spend a lot of time in his house. You will spend time. You'll spend quality time. You'll spend quality moment. You know, I remember when I was in a relationship with my wife, who was then my beloved. You know, anytime I visited, whoever came to the house, among the many people that came to the house, I was the last to leave. And when I'm leaving, I'm very sad. You know, I don't like to pretend. I don't enjoy pretending. I am a very expressive person. Uh-huh. So I want the person to know that, look, I'm sad that I'm... Some men, why are you changing the name? Not expressive. But I express how I feel. You know, so sometimes I am sure that she would even be feeling uncomfortable because maybe no so uncle. Yeah, to pumu no uncle. Well, I never heard that, but I'm sure. Because I can see that people are dragging their feet. People want to sleep. Why are you still in this place? I'm sure somebody also experienced the same thing. Yeah. And the reason is simply this. That I love to be where she is. When you love to be where the Lord is, you don't want to live. You don't want to leave. You want to be there all the time. Hallelujah. You want to be there all the time. In Psalm 84 verse 10, the Bible says, "For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tent of wickedness." You know, so David got to a point where anytime he came into the presence of the Lord, a day was like spending 1,000 years. I remember I had the privilege of visiting Dr. Yonggi Cho's church in South Korea. And their services, you'll be there. Their services, they have about, I think, 12 or something services. 7 and then evening and then satellites and many, many things. Now, I was amazed that their services are 1 hour set up. Reverend Albert, you are with me, that you are with us. 1 hour. Their service is 1 hour. But when you sit in the 1 hour service, it feels like you have been in a service for 7 hours. Oh, yeah. I said, no, there is something unusual about this place. That 1 hour service, everybody that must minister ministers, everything that must go on goes on. And yet you feel like you have been there for 7 hours. And that's what David is saying. David is saying that anytime I come into the presence of the Lord, I feel like I've spent 1,000 years in the presence of the Lord. You must love his presence. It must not be a feeling that, Lord, I have come to mark register. So that on the day of judgment, when you are asking that how many times did you go to church, I will have something to say. No. No. You must be motivated by your love for his house. And you must be motivated by your love for his presence. Amen. If you love the Lord, you will spend a lot of time in his house. If you love the Lord, you will love spending the whole day in church. You would love it. You would love it. There would never be a time where you say that, actually, we are just hanging around. We are not doing anything. You see, that's what happens in your mind. It's great to hang around. Because sometimes hanging around, if you are very observant, there are many things you learn. You see, we have been groomed and trained in such a way that when the teacher doesn't hold a chalk to stand by the blackboard to write things, it means that no learning is taking place. But I'm telling you that real science is a systematic knowledge and observation of the things that goes on around you. If you really want to learn, the Bible says that you just look at nature. Does nature not speak? Does nature not speak? Nature will speak, but because you are used to speaking through the mouth, any other thing that is speaking, you can't hear. You only hear the ones that comes through the buccal cavity or buccal cavity, depending on which school you attended. Hallelujah. But I pray in the name of Jesus that if you develop love for the presence and the house of God, there are many, some of you are even going to pick up a new trade when you find yourself in the house of God. You pick up a new trade. Yes, you pick up a business. Yeah. We had a church member, I mean, he comes every now and then, who was, I told Pastor Danny, I said, look, let the guy learn how to take shots, camera, and other things. You know, then after a while, I was looking for him, and I couldn't find him. Well, I don't think it was his intention not to be around, but by virtue of what he has been doing around, a media production company had picked her as director of photography. Director of photography. He has not been to NAFTI. He has not been to any of these schools that raises and groom people to become media people. But just being around, just fellowshipping, going around, taking shots, taking pictures. I am sure that what they did was that they gave him some assignments to do, to take some panoramic shots, to take some other shots, shots of emotions and other things. And when they saw it, they said, you are the guy fit for the job. Because there are people who carry certificates, but I tell you, they will do a worse job for you. The presence of the Lord can expose you to something that hitherto you thought you could not do. Some people have become dancers because of the presence of the Lord. Some people miraculously have become singers because of the presence of the Lord. Some people have become protocol ladies. I mean, hitherto, maybe they just hear, then they will just pass. I mean, they had no time for people. But even as you are laboring in the presence of the Lord, God is working on your patience and tolerance level. There is something God is doing when you stay in the presence of the Lord. The quality of your life improves. Oh, yeah. It is to your advantage to be in the presence of the Lord. It is to your advantage. I had a big time stage fright. I had a timidity problem. A very timid boy. As I was growing, anytime I was asked to come and serve, by all means, Sanaja glass. I mean, when the glass doesn't crack, they will clap for me. I was a very timid person. But I thank God that I chose to love the presence of God. I chose to love his house. And when I came to his house, I was offered something to do. And whilst I was doing the thing, I got to interact with people. I got to relate with people. And gradually, that fear was lifted just by my interaction with people. You see, as I stand here and I preach, say, hey, Charlie, this man, he preaches powerfully. It wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. And some of you, if I come right now and pick you up, that just come for illustration, you will look okay outside, but you'll be shaking inside. True or not true? I remember the day I told Lady Reverend Marilyn, from today you moderate. Say, hey, what is this? What is this? It was a difficulty. You see, you are saying that, oh, she moderates very well. But you don't know that just by being exposed in the house of the Lord, this thing that she does may open up something for her, even in her business. How to moderate meetings, how to moderate functions, how to moderate very important things. When there is a family gathering, the ability to speak and speak well is developed. There is a blessing in loving the house of God and staying in this house for a long time. By your observation around, your life is being improved. Yeah, your life is being improved. Your life is being improved. And I pray for you in the name of Jesus that you will love to stay long in the house of the Lord. Number three, if you love the Lord, you will build his house. Oh, yes. You will build his house. Oh, why are they spending a lot of money to build? You too don't spend a lot of money to build a house for yourself. Live under trees. If you think that shelter is not good enough, then you to live under a tree. Don't build. Hallelujah. We build because we treasure the people that God has saved. We treasure them so much, and the joy is to raise them up, to groom them to become like Jesus Christ, till Christ is formed in them. The Great Commission mandates us to go into all the world, teaching all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So the first aspect is to go in the evangelistic aspect. And the second aspect is to teach, is the pastoral and teaching aspect. So after they have been warned, there must be a place where you can gather them and teach them the word of the Lord. Groom them to develop godly character, to develop fruits of the Spirit, developing it, learning about it, depending on the Holy Spirit to bear fruits. So we are interested in building the house of the Lord so that the saints of God can have a place of worship. Say amen to that. So can you imagine when you join in to build for the Lord, what you are doing is that you are a great help to facilitating the house of God. Hallelujah. May you be a facilitator of the building that goes on everywhere. Amen. And you even notice that the building is not being built for sphincters or for profit. He has this beautiful building where but he is building also for others elsewhere. So the word others comes in here, where he's not only thinking about doing things within where he is, but he's also doing it for others who must also hear the gospel and be taught the word of God. Say amen. So if you love the Lord, you will build his house. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that you will be part of the people who are poised and determined to build the house of the Lord. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse number 3, the Bible says, "Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of my own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house." This is David here. David had raised funds, raised gold, raised silver, raised the different kinds of wood, raised money. And what was he going to do? He had purposed in his heart that he was going to build for the Lord. And the Lord said, because you have labored, you have fought battles, and blood is on your hand, you are not the one going to build, but your son is going to build. But as long as you purposed in your heart to build for me, you have done well. You have done well. You have done well. So David didn't raise the structure, but he had purposed and he made provision in his heart. In his heart. You see, sometimes when funds are being raised for the buildings, you may purpose in your heart that I really want to contribute this to the building. It's a good mind and a good heart to have. Hallelujah. That heart alone helps you greatly, especially when you don't have the resource to finance. But don't have the attitude that, hey, enensubium, yebeji. You know, that puts you in a category. And that category it puts you in is the category of people who complain. And the Bible says that we should not follow the Israelites who complained and murmured in the wilderness and they died. I mean, no. You should never feel anything if you don't have the money. Nothing should really, I mean, you shouldn't feel bad. Be yourself. Be yourself. Hallelujah. You know, but sometimes, you know, you are tempted that because I don't have, let me criticize. Then the people who know that, Charlie, we are not happy. Don't criticize. Turn to somebody and ask, do you criticize when funds are being raised for paint? Hallelujah. I know you don't criticize. Put your hands together for yourself. You don't criticize. Hallelujah. Number four, if you love the Lord, you will fight for his house. If you love the Lord, you will fight. Say after me, if you love the Lord, if you love the Lord, you will fight for his house. Yeah, you will fight for his house. Jesus loved the house of God. Everyone who loves God will love his house. Amen? Your love for something is revealed by your responses to it. Your reaction to someone being violated reveals how much you love the person. Yeah. What do you think? Jesus' reaction to his father's house being violated revealed how much he loved his father's house. Wicked businessmen, money changers, and money launderers had filled the temple. Jesus made a scourge of small cords and drove them out. Amen. The reaction of Jesus to the violation of his father's house revealed his love for God. Anyone who loves God will love the house of God and will fight for it. Say amen to that. In John chapter 2, verse 14, the story is outlined there. It says, and found in the temple those that sold oxen. And she said, like us, we are in church right now. You know, some people have brought donkeys to sell. I mean, the church has been converted to a tulaku. They have brought some cows, sheep. So the cow section is here. And Pastor Nat and his people are there. The sheep people are here. The donkey people are here. And the chicken people are here. And the doves people are there. Doves moving all over in the house and dropping things. And then the Forex Bureau people too have come. They are also around. So instead of the congregation meeting to worship God, meeting to serve God, meeting to hear the word of God, everybody is busy doing something that pertains to business. So Lady Pastor Marilyn and her foul people would also be here. And with Enyonam, they will be here. Hallelujah. Jesus was very distraught. Jesus was very offended by that behavior. You know, it was a place where God has placed his name there. A place of honor. A place of God's presence. A place of God's glory. A place where God met his people and they had converted it into something else. And the Bible says that he organized, made a koboko. Do you know a koboko? If you are a jockey, you know what a koboko is. That thing that they use in whipping the ale. Yeah. So he began to do some beatings. He called them for assembly. and he offered some 24 lashes. Have you been laid at assembly before when you were naughty? Yeah, I had a mate. She was a girl, primary school. When she's called, it looks like she's loaded, you see. So they'll call her again. They'll palms. That one we can feel the flesh. Pa, 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 pa. Hey! Recently we met somewhere and she was telling us that what the teachers were doing, they don't know that they do twice it in my house. I was living with my stepmother. She, the beating, she steps on me. So what are you doing? All you are doing is nothing. Hallelujah. May God help us to love his house. Listen, if you are here and you don't love the house of God, choose today to love the house of God. And choose, if you love the house of God, you will find yourself busily engaged in the house of the Lord. Amen. Number five, if you love the Lord, you will see the beauty of God in his house. Oh yeah. You will see the beauty of God. The beauty of God is expressed in different ways and in different forms. As the choir is ministering, you will see the beauty of God. As the minstrels are ministering, you see the beauty of God. As the dancers are dancing, you see the beauty of God. If you love the house of God, you say, hey, asa bonipa nekosu ofiani. Oh, I saw an AFA concert in here. Wow. Concert. Men who are Jacko, I could be name to say Jacko. I mean, what kind of, if you love the Lord, even the drama, the film stars, as they perform, the Lord will minister. You see, because God ministers through different ways and different forms. You may never receive your ministration when the word is being preached, but as the dancing stars are dancing, the Lord will minister to you. As the drama stars are ministering, a word that will be spoken, that will be a word for you for the day. As the minstrels are singing, if you love the Lord, you will keep his commandment. When you hear that word, it will resonate and register in your heart. So there are different and various things going on in the house. Maybe the preaching might not be what will minister to you, but something will minister to you at the end of the day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you may never know that something will minister to you. You see a camera person who is taking shots and is doing the camera, but the way he makes moves, you just like his moves. Then after service, he comes and says, hello, my name is Kweku. What is your name? And then you see, just by loving the Lord, you are making a beloved. You are becoming a beloved. You are becoming a beloved. Somebody has spotted you. Somebody has identified you. And somebody wants to live with you for the rest of his days. Oh, yes. It's a beautiful place to be. The power and the presence of the Lord. It's a wonderful place to be. It's a place where God has packaged many blessings for us. Amen. So if you love the Lord, you will see the beauty of God. May you see the beauty of God from today. I said, may you see the beauty of God from today. Psalm 27. And I'm bringing my message to a close. Verse number 4 to 5. Psalm 27. You know, David, I think that if I were God, I would still say that this man is a man after my heart. He loved God. He appreciated his weaknesses. But in his weaknesses, there was a genuine love for God. Hallelujah. He never defended his weaknesses. When the Lord pointed out, I said, you have so many sheep. Look at you. Somebody's one sheep you have come to use it for lied to. He said, it is true. It is true. Hallelujah. It is true. He never defended himself. It is true. It is true. You see, some of us, we cannot say it is true. It's so difficult. We rather argue and argue and say, oh no, the reason why it was like this is because it was like that. And you see, the reason why it was like that is because, he said, it is true. It is true. And he fell down. And then he began to worship and he said, Lord, forgive me. He wept like a child. He said, create in me, O Lord, a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. I need your presence more than ever before. Take not your Holy... In fact, if you take the Holy Spirit from me, I'm undone. Restore unto me. Lord, I pray for a restoration. So when he said that he restored my soul, he understood what he was saying. Some of us, when we are praying, the things we are saying is like poem. Because you don't have an emotional connection also with the Lord. It's a poem. Peter Papa Pig a beg of big bebe. A beg of big bebe, Peter Papa Pig. Eat Peter Papa Pig a beg of big bebe. Where is the beg of big bebe? That's how your prayer is like. Because you don't have a relationship. You don't have a relationship. But I pray that you are going to have a relationship with our master. And your relationship is so going to be so deep that any time you come into the presence of the Lord, you are looking forward to enjoying the beauty of his house. Hallelujah. He said, one thing have I desired of the Lord. A desire. May God put in you a desire. I said, may the Lord put in you a desire. David had a desire, and you must have that desire. Hallelujah. A person who has no desires is dead. Some of us, we are dead before we are dying, or we will die. Because you don't have, it's like a wife is saying that, look, I live with a dead man. A husband is saying, I live with a dead woman. She's like a cadaver. Do you know what a cadaver is? A cadaver is a dead body. She is non-responsive. When you don't respond to things, you are more or less like a dead person. Hallelujah. Yes, you were raised at Bermansu, but you must learn to be expressive. You have lost a loved one. It's okay to weep. Then what is the use of the tear glands? There is a use for everything. Oh, yeah. When my friend Bishop Oko died, I wept like a baby. I was weeping. I was weeping like a baby. Why? Because I had met with him. We had plans. Many plans. And he's gone. What happens to the plans? I remember when I was going to preach in South Africa. Last minute, they said, I wanted to shock you. The people delayed in my visa. I would have appeared there. That's my friend. Berman, so I shouldn't cry. What are you talking about? So there are many people who are walking around. They are sick. They are sick because emotionally they are bottled up. Cannot express. You are letting the whole world know that you are a strong man. But actually it's a sign of weakness. Your strength is expressed even in your tears. The courage to cry as a big man in front of people is a strength. It depends on how you look at it. I don't even know why I entered into this. Okay, so I'm ending. He said, one thing have I desired of the Lord. May you always desire one thing of the Lord. That will I seek after. Not only having a desire, but also working towards it. You see that? He said that it is a desire, but I'm also working towards it. That will I do what? Seek after, that I may dwell in the house. Oh, come on. Of all the things, he is seeking to dwell in the house of God. What a desire. I pray for somebody this morning that may the Lord put in you a fresh desire like David had, that you will desire to stay in the presence of the Lord. Oh, yes, to behold. He says that one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of all the days. Not some of the days, not part of my days, not the latter days of my life. I want to thank God for the life of my parents who raised me in the church of God, who raised me in the house of God. As a little boy, I went to Sunday school. As a young guy, I was in church. And I really thank God. Parents, raise your children in church. When the children get used to restaurants around, that's where they want to be. That's where they will seek after. Train up a child the way he should go. That when he grows, you know, when you raise up the children to be in the house of God, that is where they will want to be. That's where they want to be. Well, you are meeting the worldly standards by somebody say you are very classic, but I tell you that it will cost you later. Yeah. I know that it's good to dance ballet. It's very nice. I wanted to take my children for ballet, but I didn't have the time to take them. So I said I joined the dancers. And my daughters were dancing in church, winning awards in church. I can't take you to ballet. We can create our own ballet in the church. If you don't call it ballet, we will call it our own. It's ballet. It's our ballet. I say it's our what? Ballet. Yeah. That is why the same church is trying to even train children to learn how to play instruments. Training children to learn how to dance and to learn how to do this. And we parents, we've got to take it seriously. We've got to, don't joke with it. Your interest is for them to get 8 A's. We appreciate your interest for them to get 10, 20 ones. But I'm telling you that life is not just about ones. Life is not just about ones. After you have got all the ones, you miss out on the extracurricular things. And you don't have a life. You have a head screwed on, but you don't have a social life. You have a problem. You have become so antisocial. And then all you play with is computers. You know, so let's be careful. Let's be careful. Rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. My time is up. Rise to your feet. Hallelujah. I'll continue next week. How many are ready for next week? God willing. God will give us the opportunity. Lift your hands. Now, you want to pray that, Lord, may I have a desire to be in your presence. Can you lift your hands to God wherever you are? Lift your hands to God. You want to pray. And you want to say, Master, help me to love your house. I choose to love your house. I choose to love your presence. Help me, Holy Spirit. Wherever you are, just lift your hands and begin to pray. Lord, may I dwell in your presence. Help me to fight for your house. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me. Wherever you are, just open your mouth and begin to pray right now. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Kabarandara basutaleba karyanda. Zintaleba kuryandara. Can you lift both hands? I wish that all men lift up holy hands when they are praying. Everywhere, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. We want to pray. I want to say, Lord, take us to the place, oh God, where you are. The place where you are. The place where you dwell. The place where you are and the place where you dwell. Oh, somebody lift your hands. Speak to him. If you love the Lord, you will love his house. You will love his house. You will love his presence. You will love where he is. Lebrando Zabaka Palira Rababa, Rabanabakaya Baba, Lebaraba Parianda, Rabanaba Korianda Rabarianda Rababa, Santa Lava Karianda Rababa, Lebranakana, Rabanakana Bando, Zebranakana. Somebody lift your voice and speak to the Lord. Ayanda Rabakora Bapande Lebebe. Oh, I just want to be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I want to be where you are, dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory, surrounded by your glory.
Help us in Jesus' name. Amen.